Hey, sexies. Welcome back to another episode of Girls Gone Deep. I can't believe it, but this is episode 51, and it is the last episode of 2023. And to be honest, I just can't believe that we're here. This has been so exciting to do this podcast with V and just share our experiences. And so what we're going to do in this intro here is just kind of go through a podcasting stat recap for the year for us, and then I'm going to introduce today's episode. We upload our episodes on Buzzsprout and then they get uploaded onto all the platforms. But what's really cool is a lot of these apps now, as you use them, they'll give you a recap of the of 2023 or the entire year. So I'd like to share some of those stats with you because it was really interesting to see who our listeners are, where they're coming from, and what our averages are. So let's start off with how many total downloads have we had since we've started? And that number is 66,400 downloads, which is so exciting. Now, according to Buzzsprout stats, we are one of the top 10% of podcasts on their platform, and they rate that by how many average downloads we get in the first 7 days of an episode release. So thank you, loyal listeners, for keeping to come back because we're in the top 10%. We'll have to see where we go in 2024. I can tell with our recent data that we've been getting towards the end of the year, we're averaging about 2,500 downloads in a week, and that's amongst all different episodes. Our top apps, so 81% of us are on Apple. And then the other 10% of listeners are on Spotify and then, Mod Podge from all other platforms. And then what's really cool is they also tell us what our top five cities are. So we want to shout out to our number one most popular city, which is Chicago. So thank you, Chicago, Illinois. And then other notable cities to mention are New York, New York, LA, Denver, Colorado, and Melbourne, Victoria. So thank you to our listeners. We are in over 134 countries. Can't even believe that. So our top is obviously the US, the United States. Our next runner-up is Canada. Then we have Australia, United Kingdom, and Sweden. So thanks for listening in. And then I also wanted to share our top episodes. So episode 38, which is Keeping It Sexy in Long-Term Relationships. It's Esther Perel's Four Things to Foster Erotic Desire. Episode 39, one of my favorites, laughed a lot on this one, was Stretching Fetish, Fisting DVP and Vagina Spreaders, Shaved versus Hairy Pussies, and Introducing a Partner to E&M. 45 is the next episode. So that is Yoni Massage versus Squirting, Manifesting Through Sex Magic and Importance of Prostate Play. Coming up in fourth place is episode 34, How to Squirt, Tips and Tricks and Peeing Sensation and Social Stigmas of Squirting. And the fifth episode is 31, Opening Your Marriage, Thruples and Falling in Love with Someone Besides Your Partner. So check those out if you haven't heard them. Those are our top episodes. And I just really would just wanted to stop and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. When V and I started this was just something that brought us joy. It's something that we already did with each other, and we just wanted to share our experiences with others and be different from other, non-monogamy podcasts. So it's been really exciting to hear from all of you as we listen. You guys are sharing some feedback with us. We love getting your emails with maybe some topic suggestions or maybe some guest and speaker suggestions that you may have. So we just can't thank you enough for being a loyal listener. And thank you for sharing this with others. So please do so. Please continue. 2024 is going to be an exciting year. We have a lot to look forward to. Just in January, we have amazing interviews with some DOMs and some webcam people. We have people who are hosting and running sex clubs. There's so much more on the agenda list. We're excited to release those episodes. Okay, so on to today's episode. So today's episode, I'm re-releasing one that we did an interview with Julia Lang. She's the daughter of Harry Lang, the owner of Hedonism 2, which is a clothing optional, lifestyle-friendly resort in Negril, Jamaica. And so she is basically the brains, the orchestrator, the planner, the organizer behind an event called Hedonism Swing Breakers, or for short, we call it HSB. And so they run this event every single March. This upcoming event is in March 16th to the 23rd in 2024. And there is just so much I could say about how awesome this vacation is. First off, it's just a supercharged, sexy takeover with young people who are wearing hardly any clothes, if any at all. Always games by the pool. There's educational events and seminars on kink. There's fitness classes. You can always go snorkeling and do some excursions. There's also theme nights every night, so you dress up. There's music, there's DJs. They have a playroom set up in the back, and they're just really accommodating to non-monogamy, sexy fun. And so you can find your balance of chill, hang out, relax, and then also have your party, your play, and late nights. And then I would just strongly recommend that you pace yourself and take some quick naps during the day so that you can keep going through the week. So check it out. I think you'll love the vibe and the energy, and most importantly, the people that you'll meet there. And so this kind of leads me into this episode. Em and I have been going since March 2015. And, you know, every time they've run it, we've been there. And this is really where the Joy Family was born. You know, we heard from a lot of you listeners who basically said, I wish I had a Joy Family in my area. I'm trying to create the same thing that you guys have. And honestly, it was these vacations that I've met these most amazing people and developed these relationships with that have become, you know, a part of like this family that we've created. And so we met Mommy and Tim there. And then from there, we were connected to DJ and Brandy and then Svetlana. And then from there, it was just like this trickle effect of friends of friends. And it was this event and friends of friends that now we have friends all over the world, basically, at this point, DC, Texas, Chicago, Atlanta, Indianapolis, California, Canada. And so I encourage you to go to one of these lifestyle events if you've never been to one. And the reason why I like these events is the advantage of these multi-day events is you really get to hang out with people in a friendly environment and just kind of see where the vibe goes and where the energy goes and really who you're attracted to. And then you play these games and these icebreakers. So it's a really great way to develop relationships and then also really feel people out, especially if you're the demisexual type where you have to get to know somebody before you really play with them. And so this is why I love this event. And you just find that you'll gravitate towards your group of people. And then you'll still be meeting new people 3, 4, 5 days into the event. If you want to hear our recap of our experience from 2023, check out episode 14. V and I go through a lot of details about the week and just some challenges that we may have gone through. We've recapped some sexy events and some sexy stories. So check that out. And then what I'll do is also put a link in the show notes to Hedonism Swing Breakers so that you can check out the event on their website, get the details, register, and sign up. Now, unfortunately, I'm not going to be there this year. Em and I, because I'm pregnant and I'm going to be huge by that point. So this is the first year I'm missing. I'm having some serious FOMO around it. But V's going to be there. And then there's also going to be a handful of other Joy family members there. So maybe you can come meet us all in person, figure out who we are, and enjoy all the sexy fun. So check it out. Okay, on to the episode. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you later.
There's a part of the resort. So there's two parts of this resort. There's a nude side and a prude side. And on the beach, when you transition from the prude side to the nude side, there's a sign. You have to take your clothes off mm-hmm. after this point. And that's because, you know, you don't really feel naked until someone's wearing clothes.
Mm.
And so when somebody's watching you in the pool, if they have clothes on, it's uncomfortable. But if everyone's naked, it's like mutually assured destruction.
Yes. Guys, welcome to another episode of Girls Gone Deep. We're talking all things sex, non-monogamy, all the little naughty details in between. And we have a very, very special guest today. We're podcasting from Hedonism, too, in Jamaica. Whoop. And I'm Elle.
And I'm V.
And we have a guest here, Julia, who runs a fantastic event that we're here at today. So we're excited. So welcome, Julia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. We are so excited that you were happy to sit down and do this. So thank you.
Definitely. So I've been coming to Hedo for 7 years. I love this place. I've been coming here since last March. And it is a beautiful resort, at least the way that I think about it, for our lifestyle community. I have met so many of my long-term friends at this place that now I travel to meet all across the country, around the world. And so I thoroughly enjoy everything about Hedonism. I'm so excited to talk to you about this event that you're hosting and that you're running. But I'm curious to find out, how did you get into this? Like, what brought you into Hedonism and how did you become a part of this event?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. You guys are awesome. And Girls Gone Deep is something that I am extremely excited about. It's so exciting to have women who are comfortable talking about, you know, their sexuality and the fact that we can do that now. I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for coming to Hedonism as a repeat customer. We just think that it's more like a community here where you can have your people.
This is my first time here, and already my partner and I were like, we're coming back next year. Like, this is going to be our annual trip. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, and it, even if it might be similar, every year is going to be different people. I mean, there might be the same people that you just didn't get that close to, and then the next year will be different, and you can make a ton of new friends.
Yep.
That's the funnest part, is coming back and making these connections with people that maybe I only meet once a year, but as soon as I see them again, it's just like we picked up where we left off. It's like, oh my goodness. It's like long hugs and great conversation. And like, it's just so enriching and fulfilling to having friendships and like
long lasting. There's a vibe and like such similar minded people here. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's just so joyful and open and naked.
Yeah. And attractive. And sexy.
Yes. Wait, so how long have you been involved in this and what got you into it?
So my name is Julia Lang, and my dad actually was the one who got me into it, which is funny. I mean, it's something that's not very common, I would say. But so he actually had been coming to hedonism for many, many years with a different group, of course. And I guess the previous owners were looking to sell the resort, and there were other hotels that were looking to buy it. Mm. So like Hilton, a bunch of other hotel chains were looking to buy.
No, imagine if they did.
I know.
You see my face. I'm like, no. It wouldn't be what it is today.
No, it would be a regular people resort. And people were extremely upset. I mean, imagine the vibes that we have here. The older groups who come, I mean, they've been doing this for 20 years, and this is where they see their best friends. This is where they see like their only people in the world that they can be free and themselves with. So they were extremely upset, you know, looking around in the nude pool, who can save this place? And my dad had been in finance. He was looking to retire. And so somebody convinced him, okay, you take out a loan, buy Hedonism, and then we can keep it alive.
Yeah.
And that was almost 10 years ago. Mm. And since then, you know, I've been coming. Normally, it's funny because I'm like, you know, okay, I'm Harry's daughter. Harry's the owner, and everyone loves Harry. And I love that they love him. But I'm like, when I'm here, like, maybe you shouldn't be here. Like, let's make sure we, you know, make rotations, you know. And even if we're here together, it'll be like, okay, I'll be in the nude pool from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. You get the next shift. But everyone loves him, and he loves this place. And he really did save it. Like, the people who work here are so appreciative, and you can tell, I mean, they love their jobs. Like, people who work here never leave.
Yes. I've been seeing the same workers here, and they're always so happy and smiley and friendly. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And then coming here for 7 years, I've seen the evolution of the resort and how much Harry has put into it. And like, we're in an upgraded room right now, and it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. The whole courtyard was done a couple years ago. That was beautiful. You know, so just all the changes you guys are making, it's been really cool every year to come and be like, ooh, I wonder what they upgraded this year, you know? So it's been really nice to see the revival of this resort.
Yeah. It's been an amazing experience seeing it change. And sometimes things take longer than you would expect in the US. It's just hard to get materials here. Mm-hmm. But when they do it, like, people have amazing imaginations, and they upgrade everything to look really nice and just feel much better than it ever has been in the past.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, you did ask me how I first came.
Yeah.
So my dad, after he bought Hedonism, he decided, you know, hey, let's make this a family business. Let's make sure that it gets to survive in the future. Mm-hmm. So he told me, you should just come with some of your friends. I won't be there. And I told my medical school friend, she's my best friend. We met in medical school. I told her about it, and I just kind of told her offhand, look at this thing that my dad is doing. And the immediate response for her was, we're going. We are going. She sat me down, like, watched me book my flights, because I'm kind of sometimes can be a procrastinator. So she's like, we're booking right now. And so I came, I was very nervous. There's a part of the resort. So there's two parts of this resort. There's a nude side and a prude side. And on the beach, when you transition from the prude side to the nude side, there's a sign, you have to take your clothes off after this point. And that's because, you know, you don't really feel naked until someone's wearing clothes.
Mm.
And so when somebody's watching you in the pool, if they have clothes on, it's uncomfortable. But if everyone's naked, it's like mutually assured destruction.
Yes.
You're on the same level.
Yeah.
So, I feel that.
I feel that too.
Something I was really nervous about coming in. I was like, okay, I'm going to be pushing a new boundary. Like, I'm going to get naked in public. Mm-hmm. And all my friends who I came with who have been here so many times before, they're going to be like, after you've done it, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. Like,
yeah, it's so easy. But you're right. When everybody else is naked, it just really puts everybody on the same playing field.
Well, and we talked too about how I feel like I look at people's eyes more because number one, I don't want to be disrespectful and be like looking at their body. Yeah. But then number two, it's like you don't have any, oh, the guy in the yellow t-shirt or something like that. You have to remember their face, their eyes,
their personality. Somebody, their names, like everything changes.
Yeah. So it's really nice.
Yeah. It's very magical.
Now, so when you came here for that first time, were you also like anxious to take off your clothes?
Oh yeah. So we passed the sign and my friend is like, okay, time to take your clothes off. I literally took off my clothes, was covering with both of my hands, covering all of my, you know,
your lady bits.
and tried to, you know, walked up slowly, nervous to the area. And then you realize no one's looking.
No.
And if they are, they're like,
if they are looking,
come
it's a compliment. Like, yeah,
exactly.
It's not creepy.
And there's
actually
so many different bodies here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Everyone's beautiful. And one of the things that I love about the nude pool and what I honestly initially got the idea from my dad was you can be in the nude pool with the president. You could be in the nude pool with the prime minister of a country, and you could be in the nude pool with a bus driver. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing to show you that the classes are different. I mean, it really evens the playing field and you really get to know people, and it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's a deep, enriching connection for sure.
Yeah.
So before you came here that first time, that was your first time coming nude.
Yeah.
What about do you consider yourself in the lifestyle? Do you share with your partner, those kinds of things?
Yeah. So we do, but initially we didn't. I was married. And I started coming before I got married and before I had met my ex-husband. And I came with my friend from medical school. And then I realized, like, wow, this is a way that people are strengthening their relationships. I'm interested in doing this. Mm. So then when I met my first partner, we did. We came together and we definitely were very open. And my partner now, same thing. I mean, we can see how it really enriches your relationship and it really strengthens your bond while you get to, you know, have a lot of fun.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah. How would you say it enriches your relationship and your bond?
I think, I think a lot of humans, I think most humans are not creatures that monogamy works for. Mm-hmm. And I think us pretending like it works for people it doesn't work for, which is most people, I think that really harms relationships. You pretend like you don't have a fantasy. You kind of reject this whole part of you instead of embracing it, and you're hiding. And that's why people, you know, cheat on each other. Mm-hmm. And that's why people end up just very unhappy in a relationship 10 years down the line, and they're not honest with themselves and they're not honest with their partners. And when you can do that and open up and be honest and there for each other through the whole experience, it just makes it so much
better. You're growing together.
Mm-hmm. And share fantasies. And like, so I was married before too for 6 years. Excuse me, my voice is almost gone. <halfway through. laughs>
She's talking to all the walls here at Hito.
Yes, I am. I can talk to a wall. But I was married for 6 years and we barely had sex. And I think, you know, what differentiates, there are a lot of things that differentiate your primary partnership from other, you know, relationships. However, I think sex is very important to your primary romantic partnership.
Definitely.
And sex was really lacking in that relationship. And now, in this open relationship that I've found and this lifestyle that I've found, it's like, you know, you can go and have sex with other people. You come back, you cash in on that sexual energy with your partner. Mm-hmm. It enriches your communication. Like, it's just, it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Sharing fantasies with each other, sharing experiences, and being able to just live in the moment and being celebrated for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're a very sexual, energetic being. Like, look at Elle's face. Like, those eyes, she just, like, draws you in.
Yes.
So, so this is your first time hosting Hedonism Swing Breakers.
Correct.
That's what the name of this event is.
Yeah, HSB Hedonism Swing Breakers.
So how many guests usually come to this event? Like how many rooms do you have?
So we in total have about 280 rooms and we have sold 210 this event, which is exciting. It's our first year. Mm-hmm. It's almost unheard of to sell that many for the first year. And it's really because this community just rallies around it and actually has built this. So all the guests here have done something to make this week happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's more of a community. It's not some, you know, I'm ordering you around. Okay, now it's time for the wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
More like people bring their ideas to me. I'm like, that's great. Let's work it into the schedule.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between HSB mm-hmm. and regular quote unquote Hedo?
Oh, right. Yeah. So HSB, the whole idea is that it is a younger, more youthful crowd and just people who are really excited to get out there and have fun with each other. The age restrictions, it's 19 to 45. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is the first year we've allowed couples and throuples for any specific
event. Which I was really excited about because we've always been denied in past events. And we have a throuple this trip.
Yes.
And it was only allowed this year. So we were very excited. So thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing that.
Of course, thank you for bringing your energy. I mean, this is the whole idea. We're a community, we're welcoming, and we're trying to understand how people have their relationships to enrich our own. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing to see the way that these different relationships work and how much fun they are and how much fun they are for all of us to interact with you guys. And it's great. It's fun.
Yeah.
So with interactions, I was wondering, do you guys play while you're here? Because you're working.
Yeah.
So do you have to like differentiate?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think it is kind of a conflict of interest mm-hmm. here for me to be playing with guests because I don't want anyone to feel like maybe, I don't know, like they're pressured or that, you know, they might just feel like they, you know, have to do something or make me happy in a certain way or else they won't be invited back. You know, obviously that wouldn't be true, but I do think that it would be a conflict of interest. So we are not playing this week. Mm-hmm. We will come back other weeks and do all of the fun things.
Do you have, so there's a lot of other groups that come through Hedonism too, correct? Like they reserve weeks and they'll bring their own groups of people. Mm-hmm. Do you find that there's any other groups that have age restrictions or does Hedonism do another age restricted kind of environment group setting?
Some other groups do have some age restrictions. This is the youngest and the more strict, I guess, age mm-hmm. restriction. Mm-hmm. On average, I mean, this place has been open since it was 1973 and then the construction finished in 1976. And you can imagine if you were like a 60s or 70s child, I mean, you're into it. So there are most weeks are a little bit older. Mm-hmm. People who've been coming since the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And we love that. But usually those don't have age restrictions. And you'll see people from anywhere from 19 to 100.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And some of those weeks are extremely fun. I mean, you know, I met this like 85-year-old woman just out there, you know, telling us, you know, that she's a priest. And then, you know, she has to go. She looks at her watch. She's like, oh, it's time for the blowjob night that I'm putting on in my room.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I love you.
Yeah,
my goals.
Yeah, life goals. Yeah. Oh
yeah, any other, like, crazy characters that you've met? Or not crazy, I shouldn't say that, but, like, cool,
unique,
interesting,
yes,
characters. So many. And so there are people who come, and they just do, like, one specific thing. So there's a couple that I met before who just make these beautiful outfits to wear for our different theme nights. Mm. And, you know, sometimes they don't even come to be naked or to play. Like, they have their own, you know, their own thing that they do, and that's their thing. Mm. There is a... there was a guy who was Dr. Spanx. I'm friends with him and so is my dad. And he would come and he would sit in the nude hot tub and he would have a line of women come to be spanked by him because he's a doctor in real life. So he's like Dr. Spanx.
Yeah.
And people would line up to get their spanking from him.
Oh,
that was like
God.
A tradition. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would definitely line up for that.
Oh yeah. 100%. Yep. It was great. Yeah.
Do you find that most of your patrons, when they come, that some of them are just nudists, some of them are play people? Well, here's what I'll tell you. I've been to other like nudist resorts, but what's unique about this resort is that you guys really allow for a space to have fun and play by the nude pool. There is a little playroom with two mattresses. There's a giant playroom in the back with, you know, beds and everything. So do you find that, you know, is it 50-50? Like, what do you kind of experience with your patrons that come?
So in general, it would be about, it is about 50-50. Mm. It's about 50% of people who just want to be naked and open, and then 50% who are down to play. This week, specifically, these young and crazy and hot people, I think it's more like 80% are playing.
Would you say our week is crazy? I've heard some stories where other groups are like fucking every day, all day, huge orgies, like in every space around us.
Oh, that definitely is true, but I think like on average for the entire group of people, we are crazier.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. That's good to know.
That does happen. There's always little spurts of people who are like, okay, it's, you know, time for the giant orgy on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, like 30 people are just fucking for
so
hours.
What kind of rules do you have around hedonism? Like, you know, I know that around food, you have to wear clothes, right? So do you I don't actually know any others, but I should know them.
You'll find out if
but I haven't
really
gotten in trouble yet.
There are no other rules. Well, a rule is you must take your clothes off at the nude pool.
And they do enforce that.
They do, yes, they enforce it.
And I appreciate that. I very much do.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday we were at the bar at like, I think 3 a.m. or something, and one of our British friends was still wearing clothes, and a security guard came over, and she was like, take it off for me then. She's being very saucy. Yeah. She did not do it. Yeah, and I was like, stop it.
Yeah. They're very respectful.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's funny. Yeah. They're very respectful. So the security does, and everyone who works here does wear clothes.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, that's a very important rule. Mm-hmm. And then security will definitely make sure that everyone is naked when they have to be, which makes sense.
Yep. I do have to say, like, you know, being around walking naked at night by myself, it is very nice to see security guards around and they have all been very respectful. Mm-hmm. And thank you for putting them. They're like not, they're literally like almost like every 10 to 20 feet.
Yeah.
Which like you can't be, you'll be spotted by somebody.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really appreciate that. So thank you.
Yeah, definitely 100%. Yeah. I mean, when you're in this kind of vulnerable position, you need to feel safe. Mm-hmm. So that's
I
do. Well, to that point, how do you keep it kind of safe with so much alcohol flowing? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any challenges with alcohol and nudity and sex and all that wrapped up in one?
So I think a lot of people, it's funny, it's like self-policed almost. I mean, we do have security guards. We do have people who are around to make sure that things are respectful. Mm-hmm. But in general, I mean, you know, if you're here for the entire week, which, you know, we have a 5-night minimum, for a reason, right? Because if you booked here and you misbehave, you will be kicked out. Mm-hmm. And if you misbehave, you will not get a refund. Mm-hmm. So you really, people are not going around and groping everyone. And obviously if something ever arises like that, yes, security is right there. Mm-hmm. We deal with it on site, on spot. We always have a manager here.
Mm-hmm. I find that most people are very respectful. And at least the people that I've been speaking with here is people that are like, I'm not trying to drink too much. I want to remember these good experiences. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm here to connect with people. I'm not here to party and forget and be blacked out and hungover the next day.
Oh, 100%.
You know? So I've also found that just in general.
Because also being drunk and sloppy is not sexy.
No.
And if you're a dude, you can't get it up.
Yeah. Exactly. Whiskey dick is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people will like drink a little bit in the morning and then get, you know, kind of buzzed during the night, the later afternoon. And then when it comes to night, they're like, I'm just drinking water because I am going to remember this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what is your like favorite part of planning this week? You guys do a lot of events during the day. Like today, we went to a shibari class. We learned how to tie some knots and we tied people up, and it was very sexy and erotic and fun and educational. So what are some things that you enjoy about this event?
Oh, yeah. So there's like a bunch of people who come in for many different events. So we have dancers who are here teaching like pole dance. That was this morning. We had a pole dance class. Mm. We also had a lap dance and sexy chair dance seminar. Mm. And those things are great because the people who teach them, we bring them in and they are experts in their field. They know what they're doing. We have a Kama Sutra palace here. Mm. And there is a woman who does specifically tantra massages.
Oh. Yeah.
And so it's really exciting.
Wait, we could
stuff.
Book that this week? Is she here?
She's here. I don't think that we have any specific events, but if we go talk to her, she'll do. I mean, yeah, she can
teach us.
I'm so curious about the intro. Yeah. I just want to meet her, if anything.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring you
maybe
to her.
She'll be on the podcast tomorrow.
She would be down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you ever practiced anything, tantric sex or anything?
I haven't, and I really want to.
Yeah, it interests me, yeah. As does shibari, as does like
It's just a different
anything.
Way to connect with people. It's a different way.
Yeah.
And tonight is fetish night, and tonight is my favorite night.
I wanted to ask you what your favorite theme night was.
Yes, it is amazing. So the show, so our entertainment staff is amazing, mm-hmm. and Winston, who you guys I'm sure have met, he runs, basically runs the entire show.
Yes, he's...
And he designs the dancing and the music, and tonight's show is the best.
Yes.
And also...
I heard I have to get there early to get a good
to get
spot.
A table.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
I'm aiming for like 8 o'clock.
Now that we know Julia, she'll reserve us a table.
Oh, yeah. I'll reserve a table. I'll just
reserve
sit down.
For the podcast.
Sorry. Reserved for GGD.
Exactly. But yeah, so actually, I'm really excited for my costume tonight, because last year it was like everyone was... When we came for a different week, everyone was very surprised. So I don't know. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yes.
Of course. Yes. Give us the inside scoop.
Of what you're wearing tonight.
Basically, what I wear really isn't the great part. It's what my partner wears. Mm. He is amazing, and he puts up with a lot of things. But I have a... harness for him and a dog leash that I bought at Petco.
Oh my God.
And he is not allowed on the furniture. He is not allowed to stand up. I am going to put his food in a bowl, in a soup bowl, put on the ground.
Oh my God, I love this.
I did this last year, and we were in the piano bar, and he had to go to the bathroom, and somebody really wanted to walk him. So I gave her the leash and she took him to the bathroom. It was so funny. And people were divided. Some people were like, I know he looks like he's enjoying that, but he must feel really bad.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He loved it more than I did.
Well, do you practice BDSM in your regular sex life?
We actually don't, which is funny because I don't feel like I'm vanilla, but that is one thing that we haven't done.
Yeah.
Definitely open to it. We have a lot of toys. I mean, we have a lot of stuff from this week. I'm like,
but what's awesome about this space is that in this environment, you guys are trying something different and trying something new. And you just said he liked it more than than maybe he thought. And that's what sparks the new exploration and the new journey together.
Exactly.
Like, wow, babe, I really like that. I
know. And that kind of let you explore different sides
and embody
of
a different role play.
Yeah. So there's the fetish night, and then any other nights that really stand out to you that you love?
Yeah, two nights ago was the glow rave, the EDM night, and I love that, just the paint.
I love looking around the pool and just seeing all the lights, the glowing. Yeah.
One of the new things you guys brought out this year, which I thought was awesome, was the silent disco.
Yeah.
So like there was DJ EDM going on, and you put the headphones on, and something else was going on. Yeah. And people were just dancing by themselves.
Like,
it was just cool to see people just like rocking out.
Yeah. It was great. We wanted an extra option, because some people, they get a little overwhelmed just with the loud music. So it's like, let's give them another option. And Diana, who is awesome, she's another one of our entertainment coordinator. She's like the boss.
Yeah.
She brought out popsicles, which was great because we had this glow dome and it got a little warm in there when we were dancing around with the headphones on.
Yeah.
So then people got like popsicles to cool them down, and everyone loved it. We were children again.
Yes.
Children.
That's something we talk about a lot, is like being in this lifestyle, it's really childlike, and you just play, and sex is play as adults, right? It's like touchy. Ooh, what does this feel like? And what if I use that toy? And just like children.
Yeah.
And I think that on the whole, the people that I meet in this lifestyle are just so playful in every aspect of their life.
Yeah.
It's like that playfulness that we have in the bedroom bleeds over. Mm-hmm. And it's just so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Popsicles.
Yes.
Popsicles, glow sticks. Yeah. Hold on. I gotta consult my list of questions.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything else that, you want to add about, HSB, anything that comes to mind for you that you want to share about this event?
Well, I think, this year so far has been amazing, and we didn't even advertise. This is literally word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So next year when we advertise, we're we're going to be completely sold out.
Yeah, I bet. Now, do you plan to open up more weeks throughout the year? Is that like part of the plan?
Yeah, we definitely, we definitely will. You know, there's definitely a little gap in October and November where people aren't quite ready for their winter getaway. Mm-hmm. And usually some of those weeks don't sell out. So if we can block off a whole portion of those, we might not do it this upcoming year, but the next year we definitely will. We want to make sure we can sell out 1 year before we open up another week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
We'll keep it on our radar.
Yeah.
I did want to ask about, I've heard there's a permanent resident here. Yeah.
Oh my God. There are a few actually.
Wow. So what is that and how does it work?
So they actually usually broker their own deal with the reservations department. And what they do is they say, I want that room. I want it this way. And I'll rent it from, I mean, one of them who's here right now, he's amazing. He's been doing this for years and years. They rent it from October to May.
Wow.
Because they, I mean, especially now, you guys, we can work remotely. I mean, yes. That's never been a reality in the past as it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you live here if you could for a few
months?
My God.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I really would. I know the guy you're talking about. I see him every year. I'm like, man, this guy's always here. And I was wondering to do it here all year round.
Yeah, he does.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's exciting that you offer that kind of deal, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And I think it's also a testament to how awesome this place is. Everyone I talk to, it's like either their first time here or their fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be one of those people as well.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm a lifer. You've got me for life.
There's nowhere else like it.
No, you know? There isn't. I've been to other resorts and they're either just topless only or nudist only. And maybe they are a lifestyle resort, but it's a different type of crowd. They don't host events like you guys do here with all this entertainment throughout the day and theme parties at night and the DJs and the music. So
all of those people, the people who run this place, the Jamaicans, what do they think of this place?
It's just their favorite work to week. Week to work.
It is. Yeah. So it's funny because I was asking them, like, is everyone being nice to you? They're like, these are the nicest people I've ever had.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's funny because the people who work here are used to it, right? They've done everything. They don't stare. They're like, yep, just another naked guy, like swinging his dick around like a helicopter and everyone clapping. Just a Tuesday because they do it. That's what they do. But actually, my favorite thing is coming from the airport because most of those people are going to, you know, normal people resorts. Things.
Yeah.
So there, it's funny because the people who you see at the airport will see, you know, where are you going? He's like hedonism, and they kind of look at you and go like, okay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're one of those people.
I felt that look at the airport. Yeah. And I'm like a fucking open book. Yes. So I say to them, I'm like, yeah, swing break, baby. And then of course the guys are like, okay. And I was like, shit, I shouldn't have said anything.
And then they look at your luggage and they're like, wait, aren't you going to the naked resort? Why do you have all this luggage? And you're like, sex toys.
Yeah, sex toys, outfits.
But that is something. Tip for next time, something I will keep in mind, don't pack as much clothing for the daytime.
Yeah,
because I did not realize how naked I would be. And it's so easy and it's so much easier getting ready because like I had to pop down here for something to Elle's room last night and like, you know, you're getting ready. You don't want to like throw something on to walk outside of the room. It's like, oh, well, I'm at Hedo. I can just walk down naked out of the shower. So it's so freeing.
Yeah.
And then when I had to get dressed today to go to the buffet, I was like, God damn it, put clothes on.
Well, you only have to put a bottom on. So you do have to wear bottoms around food. It actually was funny because a few years ago, I think before my dad took over, there was a rule that men had to wear bottoms and women had to wear bottoms and something covering the nipples. Mm. And we said, that is not fair.
Not fair.
It's not fair. Nipples are nipples. Mm-hmm. So if you want to show your nipples, we change the rules.
I love that.
Show your nipples wherever you want to.
Good.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
But you don't want like, you know, the juices from downstairs mixing with the food. I get that.
Yeah.
And also like a little bit hazardous to have hot food near the genitals.
Yes. Well, so I've never seen anybody play around the food areas. Have you seen that before? And is it allowed? Do you stop them? Do you let it go? What happens there?
Yeah, no, usually somebody will... I don't have to stop anybody because there's a security guard there. They literally just point you to the, you know, walk 30 feet that way and there's a cabana.
You know?
So it's not difficult to just like redirect
people. Go find
people.
Yes, space.
People do try.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they're watching the fetish show, they get horny.
Yeah, dude, your entertainment staff here. I told her we want to watch every show because they turn me on. It's like my foreplay.
Yeah.
Like, Fetish Night is my favorite night. They do the most amazing performances and they bring props on stage and it's just, you have a very nice entertainment staff and they're very friendly when they walk around through the day.
Oh,
and they're playful with us and by the pool. So yeah, kudos to a good staff here, honestly.
And some of them are so hot and I'm like, damn, I want to proposition them, but that is, they are professionals.
That's another rule we didn't talk about. You can't have sex or try to with the staff. I mean, you won't get kicked out for it because they understand.
But they're all very respectful.
I did speak to one at the bar and like, I asked him like, what is your situation with playing with the guests? And he was like, it's not something we do.
Yeah.
And I was like, just respectfully, you are a very handsome man. And he was like, thank you very much.
And that means a lot, you know?
Yeah. Oh, everybody wants to hear that they're hot.
Yeah, of course, right?
I'd love to ask you, we love to ask everyone who comes on, you know, how has being in the lifestyle, changed or affected your relationship with yourself? And then you touched on it earlier, but your relationship with your partner. So have you ever been in monogamous relationships before?
Yeah, I definitely have in the past, you know, I mean, high school, college, everything was monogamous. And then I discovered Hito and then discovered the lifestyle. Yeah. And as how it affects myself and my relationship with myself, I mean, I just feel more honest with myself. Like, do I think that person is attractive? Do I think that I would like to try that? And instead of just shutting yourself down immediately and repressing these feelings, you can actually open them up and explore and learn more about yourself, be more honest with yourself, you know, rather than just saying, oh no, that was, I'm not thinking that.
Yeah. I say I'll try anything three times.
Exactly.
The first time you're in your head about it. The next time you're like, I'm a little more comfortable. The third time you'll know.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's true. That is very good.
Yeah, see, I've said progression. Two times, but maybe I should give it three.
Yeah, three. Things. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on the show. I mean, honestly, thank you personally because being here and meeting the people that I have met here are my lifelong friends. This is where the Joy family was birthed. Like, that's what we call ourselves, the Joy family.
Oh, nice.
We're all about whatever brings you joy, no judgment. And so thank you because I have met people from all around the world that are beautiful and confident and strong and smart and sexy and everything that I would want in people that I want to spend the rest of my life with. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you guys for coming. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I mean, this is amazing. And I mean, you're building this community. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you live here year round? Sorry.
No, I wish. I live in New Orleans.
New Orleans. Cool.
I'm a doctor, so I do shifts. I just try to schedule them in a certain way so I can come when I want to.
Amazing. And how often are you here?
So the last year, it's been a while. It's been several months, but normally I like to come about five times a year.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Nice. Nice.
Awesome.
And then every time there's an HSB event, you'll be here.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I'll have to, you know, come down between and check things out.
And switch off shifts with your dad, Harry.
Yes, exactly. I know. I love Harry. I love you, Harry. You get it, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much, Julia. Yeah,
thank you for tuning in, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this episode. You have to check out HSB. So please let us know what you thought about the episode. If you're thinking about coming to Hedonism, please reach out to them directly or us, and we'd love to help you guys out. So,
and follow us on Instagram, Girls Gone Deep Podcast, and you can always email us at girlsgonedeep@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
All right.
Have a great day.
Let's go party.
So this is part two of the Hedonism Swing Breakers interview episode with Julia. Hope you guys enjoyed that. So we were really excited to do some questions on Instagram, and I dropped the ball the first time around. So if you don't hear your question here, it's because I deserve some spanks.
I'll take care of that, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, I think we're up to like 20, 25, because I was doling out like, hey, you earned 5 spanks for me. So we'll post a picture of my red ass after Elle doles out those spanks. So yep. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, these are the questions that were submitted, and some of them are actually going to kind of touch on things that we talked about in episode 14. So you can go back and listen to that more in depth, or just listen to these. So what are we going to start with, Elle?
Yeah. So first question that came in is, what tips do you have for newbies? So I really like this question because I felt like I answered a lot of these questions for you, V, when we were going to this trip, since this is your first time here. So one of the first things that I learned coming to Hedonism was overpacking regular clothes. Don't overpack regular clothes. You only wear those things when you're eating. So think about your breakfast, your lunch, if you're eating those, because I know I skipped a lot of those personally, and then dinner outfits. So I always find that if I bring, say, 100% of vanilla clothes, like normal clothes, I probably wear about 25%. I brought about 6 bathing suits. I think I wore 2. And that was because of one. So just know that you're really not going to wear a lot of your regular clothes.
I will agree with that. I think that was correct. Next time I am literally chopping it. You're right. Not even in half, but 25%.
Yeah.
Don't bring clothes.
Yeah. And like, even when I went to lunch, it would just be M and I would like put on the same outfit. I'm like, I'm just gonna throw these shorts on in this tank. Like, whatever. Yeah. No,
I'm a sarong girl. So like, I just put on the same bathing suit because I have a favorite bathing suit. Mm-hmm. I would put on a bathing suit, put on the sarong over it, wear some flip flops. Some people get dressed up for dinner, but you know, when I did go to dinner, I wore either what I was wearing for the night, because I would get dressed up and just go to the buffet, watch the show, and then go straight into the night. Mm-hmm. Or I think I wore 2 or 3 different outfits. So, yep. But I brought heels and wedges that I never put on. Like,
Yeah.
So
I mean, the only shoes I wore at night were the ones that were tied to my outfit after dinner. So I usually wore like sandals and things like that. But for dinner, I did wear like dresses and skirts and little tops and little sexy little pieces that I wanted to wear, especially if we were going to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So they have 2 restaurants at Hedonism, the Italian and the Japanese, or the Hibachi. So obviously it's just walk in, there's no reservations. But when we went to dinner in those places, I did get dressed up for those. So that would be my recommendation for that. I would also say, because I am a sweater, like actively. Like if I dance for 10 minutes, I'm sweating. So at night it gets warm there. It's a little humid, so Jamaica can get warm. And then I would say the daytimes it's hot. And then in the afternoon, it usually gets a little cloudy. There could be a little spritz or two. It actually did rain the one day that we were there, which was nice because it settled us all down to just chill. And like, I got some work done and everyone rested up. So it actually fit. Another tip I have is about the hot tubs. So Hedonism has rooms on both the prude side and the nude side that you can pay for that are beachfront that have hot tubs attached to them. But people don't know that throughout the resort on both sides, there are hidden hot tubs throughout in the bushes, and like they're private. So like semi-private. Now there are open for everybody to use, but I find that anybody who's been in them, they always say how they've always had it to themselves or with the couple that they were with or the group that they went with. So it's a little like unknown secret that there's little hot tubs throughout the resort. I think maybe 2 or 3, but.
So you just kind of like walk around and come upon them?
Yeah, pretty much. They're in between the rooms on the grassy side. Yep.
I mean, on that note, I would say, for next time, I wish I had this tip as a newbie. I would take some time to acclimate to the resort. I think I saw maybe 10% of it because most of the parties happen in the same places. And, you know, I knew where your room was and it's like, okay, that's where I'm going. And this is where the nude pool is. So I would say explore, and find those little hidden hot tubs, because I didn't find them until the very last night. I found one near the playroom, and for instance, I didn't go to the playroom until the last night I was there. And so I think explore. Take the time to do that.
Yeah, there's a piano bar. There's a Kama Sutra room where they hold classes. They have tennis courts, pickleball, a small basketball court, a gym. There's so much there that I didn't discover on my first go around, kind of like what you were just describing. It took me years to discover these things. Like my first time in the Kama Sutra room was this trip, but I think they just recently built that too. So it could have been that.
And you went for a Shibari workshop, correct?
Yeah.
So that's another good like newbie tip, because where do you find those workshops? Do you even know?
Yeah. So when you check in, they give you a QR code to scan and it has a schedule of events, and they'll do like nude yoga on the beach, and they do things like all throughout the day. So take advantage of that. It's going to be your opportunity to meet other people that you may not come across at the pool party, because not everybody's a pool party person, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you said in the last episode, some people were at the prude pool chilling all day and you didn't meet them till the nighttime event.
Right.
So by engaging in these other activities all throughout the day, you're probably going to come across people that you never met. And when you think about how many rooms there are, 210, and they're couples, there's almost 400 to 500 people at this resort that you could meet. So take advantage of those activities. Next tip, Lobster Island.
Great.
So we talked about that at the last episode too. However, it is a small island across the way. There's usually guys in the water, Jamaicans, that have their own little fishing boats or smaller boats that may hold like 10 to 12 people. If you go up to them and say that you want to go to Lobster Island, you barter with them. Usually you pay about 10 bucks a person round trip to get there and back. And then when you get there, you'll have to pay for your lobsters, which you need cash for everything. So lobsters are now, like, depending on how big they are, 30, 40, or 50 bucks a lobster. And then if you want to buy beer, they also sell beer. So knowing that you should have enough money and cash to do all those things, and then what to expect for that.
And that is US dollars. You can use just American dollars.
Good tip. So I personally always enjoy Lobster Island because it is a small group of people. I enjoyed with the group that we went. It just, I don't know,
and
it's different.
And we just sat afterwards. Like some people brought like little like towels or blankets, and like we just like sat on the sand and just like enjoyed being away from the resort for a little while. And it was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you can bring your own drinks. You can bring anything you want in a little bag and stuff like that. So,
also do have some drinks, like, again, barter with them a little bit, because they're definitely like giving you those tourist prices. But one of my favorite things was I got a coconut that he chopped with a machete, like right there in front of me. And then he like chops it open after you drink it. He chops it open and like, you know, guts it for you so you can eat that fresh coconut. And
nice.
That was really, really fun. Yeah.
Speaking of coconuts, my room, I got the jacuzzi premium room. And so every day they have a pool guy, and you know, he takes care of our hot tub and like our out space. So I threw him like 20 bucks at the beginning of the week, 'cause he said he was going to be there for the next couple of days. I said, can you bring me a coconut every morning? You know? So every morning when I woke up, I had two coconuts with a straw in it, right, waiting for me outside. So
I love that.
So that was really fun. I guess my other two tips would be, first is like, go see the dancer entertainment shows when they're happening. They usually occur every other night, which is what I learned this trip, even though this is my seventh time, right? So taking advantage of enjoying the entertainment staff, they're really fun. And they usually hang out by the pool too, so it's always fun to watch them kind of do their thing. And then my final tip is, if you're traveling to Jamaica, they have expedited custom service called Club Mobay. I highly recommend it. When you get there, you pay 50 bucks per person. You usually just need it for the day that you arrive. And there's somebody waiting for you when you come off of your gate with a sign and your name. And they take you through the customs line. And it is super fast. I mean, we're talking like you're saving yourself an hour to an hour and a half of waiting in line, especially if you're coming in on a Saturday. I have to say that I came in on a Thursday this trip, and it was insane in there. Like, I was super surprised for it being a Thursday, because we didn't get Club Mobay. It was the one time we didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God damn. I was like, this was like the dumbest thing we could have done. You know, so we waited in line, got through. And then once you're in, they have like a cafe, and you can wait in the cafe and you get free drinks, and you also get like little snacks while you're waiting for your next move, which is maybe your ride or your plane ride.
We had the same experience. The line is so long, and I highly recommend it as well. It's like, what, $30, $40?
I think it's $50 a person. Okay. Yeah, you reserve it in advance, and it can get sold out, so you have to go order it in advance.
Do we just Google, like, Club Mobay or something like that?
Yeah, on Hedonism, sometimes they'll have it right on their website, but yeah, Club Mobay, it'll just come right up. You can buy it direct from the airport.
And then, so Jay has a priority pass. So we were like, oh, we'll just use that. But their club fills up and they only honor those pre-made reservations with Club Mobay. So one guy was really nice to us and he was like, sorry, we can't let you in because there's no space, but I'll get you a drink. Can I bring you? Yeah, he was really sweet. I love the Jamaicans there. Their customer service is just unparalleled in my experience. But yeah, so don't rely on your priority pass access or anything like that. Do Club Mobay, throw money at the situation. It'll make your life so much better.
Yeah, way easier. And I will say that when we first got to Club Mobay, we tried the same thing with priority pass and they said that they were full. We did not get offered a drink, but then like a half hour later, because we were still waiting, because we were waiting for our friends to come in and that's what the delay was. I went back and I said, hey, is there any space now? And then we eventually did get in. So you just got to keep checking and maybe you'll get in again. So,
and so why were you waiting for your friends?
Tip number two. So we were waiting for our two friends to come in because, Hedonism is located on the Negril side of Jamaica. It's an hour and a half bus ride. Okay. It's not the funnest bus ride. So once you arrive, everyone just kind of loads on the bus and then they just kind of wait for the bus to fill. So you could be waiting anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 hours after landing on the bus until it fills up and they want to drive everybody to the resort. So if you're not interested in that bus ride, which we've only ever done it the first trip that we went, there's something called Tim Air. It's basically a puddle jumper, 6-person plane that you can pay for that. As soon as you land in Montego, you get your bags and then you basically go through like you're going to go back to the airport and fly out, but they'll take you through a little back entrance and that's how you get onto the small puddle jumper. You go through security again and then you get on a small plane. So you can only fit 4 people. There is a concern with how much luggage you have because weight can be an issue. So you have to be cognizant of how many people you have and how much luggage you have. I think we fit like 2 big suitcases and 3 small ones. I'm not sure how yours was because you guys took it too.
We shockingly had a lot on there, but you know, we had Brandy with us, so she was like less than 1 suitcase worth of weight. So I think they, they made an exception for us.
So, I think it's 100% worth it. You're trading off for an hour and a half bus ride plus all that wait time for a 15-minute plane ride in the air to Negril. It's so worth it.
I think it's important to say, though, if you are traveling on a budget, it's not super budget-friendly. It's maybe, what was it, like $150 per person, $200 per person?
It was 175 a person for each way, I think. Or was that round trip?
Yeah. So that was tough for me to stomach. So we only did it on the way there. We decided that was how we wanted to do it. Some of our friends decided to do it on the way back because they were like, I don't want to take that bus when I'm, you know, exhausted, possibly hungover, et cetera. So if you are on a budget, we did take the bus back on our way out and it was fine for us. And I even sat in like a little jump seat. But, you know, we just put on our noise canceling headphones and like passed out. And so it's that's a fine experience and a fine option if that's what you can afford. But it is also a really cool experience to do the Tim Air because if you haven't been in a little airplane like that, and also like the views are so beautiful.
The water.
Over the island. It's so gorgeous. And then right as you're about to land, you like swoop over Hedo and you can see the nude pool from above. It's so funny. It's like, oh my God, there it is. And the Jamaicans call it the zoo.
Yeah.
So, so it was like, oh, there's the zoo and all the animals. See them in their habitat.
And then when you land, you smell the marijuana because there's a marijuana field right behind where Tim Air lands. So Tim Air is one company. We really support them. If you go there, shout out to our friend Maurice. Okay. Mm. He runs that place. And then, or he's one of the guys that works there. And then Airlink is another company. They might have different prices. So there's two companies that do those little plane rides. So cool. Highly recommend if it's in your budget.
Great tips for newbies.
Yeah. All right. Next question. We got, where did you get those hot outfits? I'm so excited
to answer this one because actually that was a question that I had for a lot of the girls in our group when I first started hanging out with everybody. And I will tell you that most of my stuff comes from Amazon.
Mine too. I would say like a good 40-50% comes from Amazon.
Yep. And a quick way to start your search, and then you just go down a rabbit hole, just look up rave wear or like rave booty shorts, silver rave top, something like that. And then it just kind of like, you know, gives you similar things, etc. And then you'll like, the algorithm helps you out.
Yeah.
But our girls get a lot of stuff from Dolls Kill.
Dollskill.com. Yep. So they have a ton of different stuff. They're not like a lingerie type company. They're just a clothing company, but they have awesome rave boots and shoes. And I mean, you name it, you'll find something on there. Like if I'm ever searching for a particular pattern, I'll put like disco or rhinestone or shimmer or whatever it is. And you'll just get everything related to that. And it's really convenient. So I like Dolls Kill. I don't do very great on Dolls Kill. That's not my jam. The other girls, Brandy and Mommy, do really good on Dolls Kill. Mm-hmm. And so does Svetlana. My favorite is Yandy, but that's more of like a classic lingerie, yandy.com. Mm. And they have a bunch of like prefabbed costumes that you can get. So if I'm also have a theme night event that I'm going to, I'll look at the costumes that they have available on their website. I don't necessarily buy their costumes like that in their full sets, but I'll use their costumes for inspiration. Mm-hmm. So I'll say, oh, I really like that top or that bottom, or maybe I want to be more exposed. So like, let me find a shirt that looks like this or this pattern. So then that'll drive me to Amazon to find alternatives. Etsy too. I would say if you order from Etsy though, you need a solid 2-week window before you leave for your trip. I am a huge procrastinator. Mm-hmm. And I get so frustrated when I'm like, damn it, I really like this outfit on Etsy and I'm not going to get it in time, you know? And like, I'm always cutthroat for my trips.
Well, that's something to say too, since we do so many theme nights in this lifestyle, it takes a lot of effort and planning. Like Jay and I have notes and like, you know, I have to look for him too. And most of his stuff also comes from Amazon. And that's why I do most of mine from Amazon, because it's so easy to return. So we'll just like over order everything and then return whatever like we don't want to use. Mm-hmm. So we can try on a bunch of different things because yeah, it takes a lot of effort. I think that's something that I really do want to stress here.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. But the final website that I do want to comment is Shein. Mm-hmm. So I like Shein. I did my first order this trip. I have some friends who use it all the time. They're very cheap.
So it's cheap.
Very,
but
super
that's
cheap.
Good to rip off, you know?
Exactly.
You don't care if it rips.
Yeah. So apparently if you spend close to $200 on Shein, they'll send you your order within 2 or 3 days. Anything less than that, it'll take anywhere from 5 to 7 days. So again, for order time. And then know that some of their stuff is pretty cheap. Like the quality's not going to be that great. Like you're talking like $3 for an item, $5 for an item, $10. I think the most I paid was like $15 or $20 for something. Mm-hmm. So definitely good for some things, but know that you can return about 75% of what you order is usually returnable. A lot of it can be final sale, so just be careful. But that's how I do it, is just kind of like mix and match and have fun with it.
Yeah. And I do have some investment pieces that, you know, I've bought at festivals or something like that. So I think if you see more of this in your future, I really like the things that I did spend a little bit more money on, and I find myself wearing them time and time again.
Mm-hmm. I would agree
with you
on that.
It's worth the money, let's say.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some timeless pieces that you can keep rewearing.
Yeah. And also just ask us if you see anything that you like in like any of our photos on Instagram, please ask us because I love sharing tips and stuff like that. And that's another way that I actually find stuff. I'll ask people and say, where the fuck did you get that? Oh my God, send me the link. Half of my like rave wear and sexy wear is links that my girls have sent me or random people at resorts have sent me. So
yep. Absolutely. And that's like, you just hit the nail on the head on another portion of like why I love this community of friends is like, we're all trying to help each other. Like, girl, you could borrow this. You could borrow that. Can I wear this? Can I wear that? Like, I've borrowed clothes from my friends and stuff, which is another way to save. And something side note for you and I, the next time all of us girls get together, we all need to bring the outfits that we no longer wear, that no longer bring us joy.
Do a swap. Because,
yes, 100%. We need to do a girl swap on outdated things that don't no longer bring us joy.
Brilliant. Yeah. Oh my God. Cool. Okay. Okay. What else?
And so someone asked, how does Hedo compare to other lifestyle resorts? This is a great question. So the only other lifestyle resort that I have been to is Desire Riviera Maya. You've been there too?
No, I've never been there.
Okay.
I've only been to Temptations in Cancun.
Okay, which is not considered a lifestyle resort. That's considered just a topless resort, right?
Okay.
Would you agree? Because because they don't cater to sex.
There's no playroom or anything.
Yeah, there's no playrooms. There's none of that stuff. They don't host like sex shows or whatever events and things like that during the day. It's just topless. But there are lifestyle groups that will rent or buy out a whole tower, and then they will kind of have fun with the resort that way.
Yeah. So I guess that's how that compares. Yeah. Desire.
That's Temptations. So there's a Temptations in Cancun and then there's a Temptations in the Dominican Republic, right?
Which is still forthcoming, I think. I'm not quite sure.
So we'll find out. So I've been to Desire Riviera Maya. There's two, Desire Riviera Maya and the other one is Desire Pearl. These are much smaller resorts. I want to say there might be under 100 rooms, at least at Riviera Maya that I'm familiar with. I think that Desire is a more upper class, if I could say it that way. It is a classier resort. It is much nicer. The restaurants are nicer. The food is really nice. And so I find that you'll find a different class of people there. And a lot of them are older. So I don't believe that many groups go there and take over the whole resort. They're much more expensive per night as well. I think you're going to pay anywhere from $600 to $800 a night to stay at Desire.
Honestly, I think that's why I haven't gone because Jay and I have looked into it and it's just a little bit out of our price point. And we have heard that it is a slightly older crowd. So we're like, we'll just go to, you know, our go-tos.
Yeah. It's a slightly older crowd. I wouldn't recommend just going as a couple. We were really lucky. We were in Cancun for another trip and we decided to extend by two nights and go to Desire to check it out. And when we went, we were like, oh, this is a beautiful resort. Everything was great, except the clientele was not in our personal preferences. So we just said if we ever went back, we would always come with people. So the next time that we went with another couple. And ironically enough, we did meet two other younger couples in our age group there. And it ended up being a phenomenal weekend with the eight of us.
So one other thing that I do want to say about hedonism, because you had mentioned Desire is like a little bit more upscale. Same with Temptations. I feel like Temptations feels like that resort feel. Mm-hmm. It's very big, spread out, a bunch of different restaurants you can go to. Hedonism, I kept saying it feels like a treehouse and like a summer camp. It just feels very natural. And I mean, obviously you're nude, but like just people walking around barefoot, like half the time you're just walking along the sand on the beach. Like you're not on all those like curated pathways all the time.
Yeah.
It's really nice. I don't know if you like that feel. So don't go looking for a super, super luxury high-end feel. Look for more chill.
Yeah. I would say that hedonism is manicured. It looks nice, but it's manicured in its own natural way to capture the essence of that
vibe. That's a good way to put it.
You know, so it's still like a nice resort, right? But it's just a different style than say Temptations and Desire. Very like very super manicured and like perfect kind of thing.
Yeah. More cement and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So Desire does cater to lifestyle. So they have on like their second floor on top of their resort, they have this whole entire landing where they'll have about 6 to 8 different beds with I don't know what those canopies are called, but it's almost like those mosquito nets, but not. But you can pull them down and have privacy if you want, or you can leave them drawn open so that everyone can see what you're doing. There's a hot tub up there, which most people get a little freaky in. And so the whole entire like vibe of Desire is people hang out at the pool during the day and then everybody goes to the hot tub before dinner. And usually there's a lot of naughtiness that happens before dinner. And then everybody kind of goes back, washes up. And then the rest of the night kind of happens. The resort has their own themes and they do have an entertainment staff that come through. So I remember when I was there, they had like a body painter on glow nights. That was super fun to get body painted. So I enjoy Desire. I would just say if you go, you need to go with a group. And then I would say that of the two resorts, the Riviera Maya is the more party one. And then Pearl is more of the calm, chill, quiet resort. So that's the difference.
Cool. Should we do some rapid fire questions?
Yeah.
All right. Because we got, these are short answers. So basically, people wanted to know a little bit about my experiences. So did VDP, if you listened to the previous episode, the answer is no.
No. Let's change that. You did not receive DP, but...
I did perform DP.
That's right. You were the vagina cuck.
Did V get fucked without a conversation? No, because all I can do is talk to people and I fuck with my mind if you listen to episode 14.
However, I will say our fivesome, we did get you to be quiet because we put a ball gag in your mouth and
oh my
we
God,
blindfolded you.
Yeah.
So yes, yes, guys, my experience. She was quiet, at least for that
okay,
one.
Hold on for a second, because we also discovered that I'm able to speak through a ball gag. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You cannot shut me up. You cannot shut me up.
You are totally right. You were talking through the ball gag.
And we had it on the tightest setting, and I was still like, nah, bitch, I'm going to fucking talk. Oh, dear.
Oh, shit.
Is there another? Oh, how many people did these dirty sluts fuck? On a count of three, let's give our answer. Okay. And to qualify this, we're going to do vaginal penetration.
Anal. Yep. Oh, I don't have eliminated that.
Okay.
Way,
so
chick.
We have, okay. Just kidding. We're just going to do how many people did you have oral, anal, or vaginal penetration with? Does that,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I had 13.
Oh, I had 7. You are a slut.
And that's like a rough estimate. There could be a couple more sprinkled in there.
Yes. But that was, yeah, that's super fun.
And I would say 7 of those were vaginal sex with guys. Oh, well, and then Bossy was a girl. So that counts because that was a dick.
Yeah. I can't count mine, but I had a lot of like repeats, like obviously Jay and, other people. Okay. Rose and Thorn. So what was something you really loved about the trip and what was something that you didn't like so much about the trip? So the Rose and the Thorn.
I mean, I'll say this again, I'm going to repeat, but just like the whole vibe of the people there is just incredible. Making the friends that we've made, connecting with old people and picking up where you left off, and then making some new friends, which I'm still chatting with them now on WhatsApp and keeping those connections, people that are going to be on our podcast in the future. So stay tuned, guys. That was one of my favorite loves. And then obviously spending time with our group. And I would say, before dinner time, but after the pool party, or even sometimes before the pool party, like basically like a daytime, people always, our group of friends, our private little joy group kind of came to our jacuzzi room to hang out. And I thoroughly enjoyed the little cuddle puddles of all of us sitting on the bed, chit-chatting, having a lot of fun. Like me and Chantel ended up like slapping each other in the face and catching the video on slow motion.
Oh my gosh,
we were being so silly. And that's what I love is those kinds of little connections. So, and those chit chats. What about you? What was one thing you loved?
I completely agree. I have nothing to add to that. I think that you, it's just the people. And yeah, go back to episode 14 and hear more about how we gush about how incredible the people are who go to Hedonism Swing Breakers.
Yes.
That's all I can say. And exactly. Thorn, it was really difficult for me to find my Thorn. I would say, again, repetition, but I think it's not finding my grounding space.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I would do that differently next time.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Mine was not prioritizing my sleep, not taking my naps. And then obviously my trigger, which you guys go back to episode 14 to listen to my trigger, that impacted me in hindsight more than I realized. And it took me out of my like sexual game. And so I wasn't able to step into my dom side and do some of my intentions and desires that I wanted to do. So I learned a lot from that. And that's the only thing that I can say, that even though it was something I didn't love, I grew from it and I learned from it and I know what to do next time moving forward.
Yeah. And so one other question we got was, how did you accomplish a desire you set for yourself? So piggybacking off of my thorn, the one day that I did actually, you know, ground myself and spend some time by myself on the beach and read and, you know, close my eyes in the sun, it felt really good. So I think the way that I was able to accomplish that desire was I had set the intention beforehand. So it was foremost in my mind. Mm-hmm. So I think that going into these weeks when you know it's going to be a little bit overwhelming, to take that time either by yourself or with your partner, either if you want to write it down, if you want to write it in a note on your phone or something like that to help you really articulate it, setting intention, doing fears, desires, boundaries, just so that you have it in your mind. And I think that helps to then make these things happen and come true.
Or I would say not even just make them happen, but for me, I had a hard time answering this question. What desire did you accomplish? What did you set for yourself? I honestly, the desires that I had come true, I almost didn't have a go-getter attitude. Like, I'm like, that's one of my desires. I'm going to go do it right now. Like, I didn't have that moment come to me during that week. However, I did experience a lot of my desires. And I think it was because in the beginning of the week, I clearly set my intentions and the thought and the subconscious idea around my desires was already there. Mm-hmm. So that in the experiences, I just kind of occurred more organically and more naturally. So
and
that's
it helps
what I would
you say yes to situations. So like prioritizing my partner, I knew I wanted to do that. And so there was like one night I remember when we ended up having like a big like orgy on the bed, Jay and I were like, should we go home? We're kind of tired. And I knew that we were going to fuck at some point, like go home and do it or do it there. And I was kind of like, you know what, let's have like a sexy moment here and like start our fucking here. And I think because I had had that idea of like prioritizing time with my partner in my head, it helped me to get into that sexy space with him in a group setting, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
So,
is that it?
Those are all the questions. That was great. Guys, thank you for, look, it makes for a great conversation. We want to know what you guys want to hear. And it makes it fun for us to have these conversations, to share these experiences with you. So please continue to use our polls, check out our Instagram and share it with friends. Please, let's grow this community of people who are having these open, honest, sexy conversations about the lifestyle. Let's normalize this non-monogamy that we have here because we need to stick together.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll say thank you to our sponsors, Horrible Life. And one final story. We brought Horrible Life out to dinner one of the nights at the resort and we went to the Italian restaurant and it was a group of 10 of us. So you can imagine it's a really long table. So what usually happens in a group that large, you kind of only talk to maybe to the people to the left of you, to the right of you, and across from you, right? So you maybe may not end up connecting with people at the other end. We decided, Chet brought Horrible Life to the table, and he actually handed everybody a stack of cards. Mm-hmm. And he said, let's all go around and everyone look at a card and you're going to read your card and then you're going to hand it to somebody who you think has done it. And if that person has done it, they have to share the story. And so what that really did was, yes, we had our own little small individual conversations. And then when things got a little quiet, we're like, okay, somebody pull a card. Or randomly someone would just hand somebody a card. you know, and then it kind of shifted all the attention to one person. That person read the card out loud and then they shared their story. But what that did was it really brought the table together. Yeah. And everyone got to hear and listen and participate and share other stories. And then all of a sudden you heard this conversation going between everybody. So just a really great way that we use the game. So thank you, Chet, for bringing that game to dinner and just another way that you guys could use it. So again, horriblelife.com. Guys, they're going to give you 10% off your first deck with code GONEDEEP. So check it out. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, go to our Instagram, Girls Gone Deep Podcast. And as always, I am V.
And I'm L.
And we will catch you guys next week.
All right, have a good one.
Stay sexy.